It's Wednesday, December 28th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Anti-government protests in Iran entered into their 100th day this week. It's the longest demonstration in the country since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Tragically, over 500 protesters have been killed, including two who were executed by authorities. 26 more demonstrators face execution. Iran's security officials have warned Assyrian and Chaldean Christians in the country against joining the popular protests or posting about them online. International Christian Concern noted, quote, "These groups have been pressured for many years not to go against the regime for fear of being arrested or facing worse persecution," end quote. A new report from Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics found that the Christian population in the country grew by 2% in 2021. Christians now comprise 1.9% of the population in Israel, numbering over 180,000. 75% of them are Arab Christians, making up nearly 7% of the Arab population in Israel. Romans 11, verses 25 through 27 says, "A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins." Texas filed a lawsuit earlier this month challenging a 2016 federal rule that discriminates against Christian foster care agencies. Texas is fighting to work with faith-based agencies as they face surges in children needing out-of-home placements in recent years. The 2016 Department of Health and Human Services rule cuts funding to states that partner with agencies that refuse to place children with people living sexually perverted lifestyles. However, Texas argues another HHS rule protects religious groups from such funding discrimination. Last Friday, Congress passed a $1.7 trillion government funding bill. President Joe Biden said he will sign it. 18 Republicans in the Senate and 9 in the House joined Democrats to pass the omnibus spending package. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the bill met the party's top priorities.
Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians, that's the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment.
However, the spending deal continues to fund abortion, with $286 million for the Title X Family Planning Program. Other earmarks in the bill include $477,000 for, quote, anti-racist, end quote, training from the Equity Institute, $3 million for the Homosexual, Bisexual, Transgender Museum in New York City, and $575 million for so-called family planning in areas where population growth threatens biodiversity. Exodus 23, verse 2 says, "You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many so as to pervert justice." A new Gallup poll found over a third of U.S. adults have fallen away from attending religious services. 67% of Americans said they attended services regularly while growing up, but only 31% said they still do. The amount of people who seldom or never attend services has doubled now compared to when respondents were growing up. The study noted that children who grew up in church were more likely to still attend services than those who did not grow up in church. How about some good news? Florida's health department reports abortions in the state are down. Indeed, 11,000 fewer babies were killed by abortion this year compared to last year. Over 79,000 unborn babies were killed by abortion in 2021. That number decreased to just over 68,000 this year. The decrease comes after the state passed a 15-week abortion ban this summer. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, out-of-state abortions increased in Florida. Despite that, abortions overall are still down in the state. And finally, the U.S. Census Bureau reports that Florida is the country's fastest growing state. The Sunshine State's population grew by 1.9% between 2021 and 2022. Florida's population now stands at 22.2 million, nine times what it was in 1946. In the post-World War II era, Arizona, Idaho, Utah, North Dakota, and Alaska have also been among the fastest-growing states. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, December 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.